Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast,
the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing
the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up, champion Sam Crowley? It is great to have you back inside the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Perfect title for today's show. Nobody's perfect. Did you hear that? I just fumbled and bumbled and stumbled all the way through the intro, but it doesn't matter. Would you please be authentic? Would you please let go of that little voice in your head that says, who do you think you are? You got to have everything perfect. Nobody even respects perfect. You know what I'm talking about? Perfect is unrelatable. And that's the topic of today's Every Day Saturday podcast. Hey, real quick, make sure, if you haven't done so, go to iTunes, leave a 5-star rating for the show. Why would you do that? Because it helps other people find this podcast inside of iTunes. So if you haven't done it yet, make a note, put an alarm on your smartphone that pops up in about an hour from now. Say, hey, leave Sam a 5-star review. So everybody can find the Every Day Saturday show. I just recorded a Facebook Live video inside of Kroger and put it on my Facebook fan page. So if you're not a fan of the page, what's the matter with you? You all right? You feeling all right? You need a couple Advil or something? Why wouldn't you be a fan of my Facebook page? Go to Every Day Saturday on Facebook, right there, facebook.com. You see it, /Every Day Saturday. Bingo. The page is blowing up, and there's a lot going on. A lot of people watching that webinar. What is this webinar you speak of, Sam? I'll get to that in a minute. But I was shooting a Facebook Live video inside of Kroger. And it's the first time I've gotten on Facebook Live. I don't know if I'm late to the party, early to the party. I mean, I've seen other Facebook Live videos out there. Maybe you've seen them, but I haven't done it yet. Why? I don't know. Just a lot of other things going on, I guess. I haven't made a priority. That's the name of the game. If you haven't done it yet, it's just because you haven't made it a priority. So I haven't made Facebook Live a priority, but I will be in my business. So I decided to get the old smartphone rocking and rolling, got out of the car, and I just took a walk. And you walk with me through Kroger. It's funny because I'm in there so much. Like, I do all the most of all the shopping for the family because my wife takes care of baby Susan. I'm in Kroger literally three times a day. So I went and got some spinach for the Everyday Saturday Vitamix that I'm going to be firing up in just a second here. And I had you take a walk with me through the different aisles, saying hi to people that I know, the different clerks and things like that. Shout out to Bill. Helped me out a lot at checkout. And I just went over, why am I doing this thing? Like, why am I even, what's this Every Day is Saturday brand? Because I'm advertising the Every Day Saturday Academy. Got a lot of ads going around social media. People finding out me for the very first time. Finding out about me, rather. One guy left a really nice comment. Hey, what are all these ads I'm seeing? It's bullshit. Literally, that was the post today on Facebook. Some guy. So I respectfully just deleted and banned him from the page. Didn't even give it any energy. Back in the day, though. I would have gotten into it so much with that. I don't even know what his name was. Can't even tell you. Just got him right out of my head. Just totally removed him. Delete button. You got a delete button in your head? If not, you better get one, especially if you want to go on to do anything big. A lot of people that are upset with themselves because they played small, they're just mad, man. They're angry. And they're going to take shots at you. So when that young disgruntled lad on Facebook took the shot at yours truly, your humble host of the Everyday Saturday Show, I just deleted it. No big deal. Banned him from the group. Onward. Didn't even give it a second thought until I just brought it up to you. But I shot the Facebook fan page video live because I just want to get it going. Don't got to get it right. Just got to get it going. I don't need to get it perfect. Near to you. I don't even want. You know, the most viral videos out there are the raw, authentic videos. They're not perfectly scripted with the green screen in the background and layered over with a perfectly lily white background and mic'd up with a lav mic and perfect lighting. Those, the ones that go viral, The ones that people want to see are the ones that are just raw and authentic. And there ain't anything more raw than this video of me walking through Kroger. So depending on when you're listening to this podcast, it would be the April 14th video on my fan page, April 14th, 2016. And shout out to TGIF. Thank God I'm free day. And what I talked about on the video is what I'm going to share with you the next couple minutes. Forget perfect. You don't even want to be perfect. There ain't nothing. We'll just strive for perfection. Then that would suck. Honestly, I got to tell you. Strive for perfection. No, nobody wants to see perfect. Nobody can even relate to that. Imagine if you looked perfect, not a hair out of place, ladies in mascara, you got the perfect curves and everything so perfect. No, man. You know what ladies they relate to? They relate to the struggle. The struggle is real. You know, you can't have some person out there looking like he just got put together in a factory, for crying out loud. Embrace who you are, what life gives you. The crow's feet, the wrinkles, man, I embraced those long, long time ago. You know, maybe losing a little bit of hair, guys, up on top, embrace it, man. Don't run from it. Guys relate to that. You know, it's funny. My audience is more female than male. Not by a lot, about 60-40. And it's about right down the middle, you know. And I relate to women and I relate to men. You know why? Because when you're going for your dream as an entrepreneur, there is no male, female. My opinion might be slightly harder if you're a female because I'm raising four girls now and I see it from a little slightly different perspective, but I'm not making excuses for them. I just think that it's a fact in the workplace. The last study I showed, women are still getting paid about 82% of the salary of a man, which is absolute BS. But still, with that being said, I appeal to both sexes because I want everybody to be an entrepreneur. And it's just being raw, it's just being authentic. And I definitely don't want perfect. There ain't anybody out there following me that wants me to be perfect. You're listening to this show unedited. I never edit the show ever. And you're listening because it's raw, it's authentic. It's kind of like we're hanging out in Starbucks, you know? And that's why I shot the video walking through Kroger. I mean, literally, you're looking up my nostrils. That's how bad the video was. So if you want a great shot of my nostrils, check the video out. It looks terrible. And it'll get a ton of views because it's that bad. And I'll have people taking shots at me saying, hey, nice nostrils, dude. Why don't you shave the nose hair? Doesn't matter. Not looking for anything. I just want to get going. I'll be doing 100, probably 1,000 more of these Facebook Live videos, and it'll get better. A couple will be worse. Some will be horrible. Won't even want to show my family. But some will catch on. One or two of them, they're going to go crazy, million view type viral, which is going to be awesome for the brand. That's what I'm really focused on. I don't care that I just made an ass of myself walking through Kroger with my smartphone, and you shouldn't either. I used to care about that stuff because I used to have what? What do we talk about a lot, class? We talk about allowing people to rent space in your head. That's what keeps us all down. There's no reason you cannot have everything that you want, at least most of it. I mean, come on. The only reason that I can think of is you're allowing other people to rent space in your mind. And those nasty words that people have spoken, they've sown seeds into your head that you just can't get out. You got to get rid of that, man. Let's go. The problem is not the problem. The problem is your attitude about the problem. The problem is not the problem. The problem is your attitude about the problem. Grow bigger than that. Grow bigger than the actual problem. Change your attitude about that problem. You know, hell, we wouldn't have never been able to raise Susan from 24 weeks weighing 1 pound to where she is now had we taken on a victim mentality. She's 23 pounds, and when we first started, my wife and I would get this baby in the NICU for 221 days before she even came home. Harvest the best, throw away the rest. Harvest the best, throw away the rest. Never join any of these online support groups. Look, if you're a part of one, that's great. Our opinion was we got this. You know, most people in those groups wanted to tell us everything that's going to go wrong. Watch out for this. Watch out for that. She's going to come down with XYZ disease. Man, none of it happened. Why worry about something? A worry is a down payment on a problem that most likely will never happen. You received that message? A worry is a down payment on a problem that most likely will never happen. Yet you're going to stew and worry about it, lose sleep, have all this anxiety. The hell with that. You've got as much power inside of you as anybody else does, probably more. You don't need to join these groups and commiserate with people and become a victim. Grow larger than that. And don't strive to be perfect. Ain't nobody got time for that. Don't be perfect. Just get going. You want something that starts with P? I got two of them. before we head on out for a getaway weekend. You don't need to be perfect. Oh, well, hold on a second. Hold on a second before I give you the two P's. EDISwebinar.com. That's what I was going to talk about. EDISwebinar.com. That's what I was going to talk about. That's where you need to go to learn the five simple steps that I use to exit the rat race and to get out and not be perfect, but to be free. You want to be free? Of course you want to be free. Go to EDISwebinar.com. Would love to see you there. Passion and purpose. Passion and purpose. You get those, you'll never need to be perfect because you'll have passion and you'll have purpose. And is it okay if you have a little profit that goes with the passion and the perfect? Is it okay if you had a little profit, a couple dineros to put in the front pocket and take your significant other for a nice date out on the town? Which, by the way, me and Mrs. Crowley just went out for the first time in 8 months last night. First time in 8 months. We finally got a babysitter that could watch Susan. Hadn't been out since February. It's all right. It wasn't a problem. It was our attitude about the problem. Like, hey, what's another month? We got a healthy baby. Let's have some fun inside the house. You know, a little Netflix, a little wine, some popcorn. You know, let's get the kids out of the house and have a little bit of fun here at the Crowley compound. It ain't the problem. It's your attitude about the problem. You're an amazing individual with greatness inside of you, and your best days haven't even happened yet. Sam Crowley, have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.